yesterday a king, and armed with kings of strife. And now thou art a nameless thing, so abject, yet alive. Is this the man of thousand thrones who strewed our earth with hostile bones? And can he thus survive? Since he miscalled the morning star, no man, no fiend hath fallen so far. Ill-minded man, why scourge thy kind who bowed so low the knee? By gazing on thyself, grown blind, thou taught'st the rest to see. With might unquestioned, power to save, thine only gift has been the grave to those that worship thee. Nor till thy fall could mortals guess ambition's less than littleness. Thanks for that lesson. It will teach to apple warriors more than high philosophy can preach, and vainly preach before. That spell upon the minds of men breaks, never to unite again, that led them to adore those pagod things of saber sway, with fronts of brass and feet of clay. The triumph and the vanity, the rapture of the strife, the earthquake, what a victory! To be the bread of life, the sword, the scepter, and that way which man seemed able to obey, wherewith renown was right. All well, dark spirit, what must be the madness of thy memory? A desolator? Desolate. The victor overthrown, the arbiter of others' fate. A suppliant for his own. Is it some yet imperial hope that with such change can calmly cope? Or dread of death alone, to die a prince, or live a slave? Thy choice is most ignobly brave. Rebound, chained by the tongue, he vainly broke. Alone, how looked he round? Thou, in the sternness of thy strength, an equal deed has done at length, and darker fate hast found. He fell, the forest prowler's prey, but thou must eat thy heart away. Slaked with blood of Rome, threw down the dagger, dared depart in savage grandeur. Home, he dared depart in utter scorn of men that such a yoke had borne, yet left him such a doom. His only glory was that power of self-upheld, abandoned power. The Spaniard, when the lust of sway had lost its quick beckoning spell. Cast crowns for rosaries away, an empire for a cell. A strict accountant of his beads, a subtle disputant on creeds, his dotage trifled well. Yet better had he neither known a bigot's shrine nor despot's throne. From thy reluctant hand the thunderbolt is rung. Too late thou leav'st the high command to which thy weakness clung. All evil spirit as thou art, it is enough to grieve the heart to see thine own unstrung, to think that God's fair world hath been the footstool of things so mean. And earth hath spilt her blood for him who thus can hoard his own. And monarch bowed the trembling limb and thanked him for a throne. Fair freedom, we may hold thee dear when thus thy mightiest foes their fear in humblest guise have shown. Oh, ne'er may tyrant leave behind a brighter name to lure mankind. And evil deeds are writ in gore, not written thus in vain. Thy triumphs tell of fame no more, or deepen every stain. If thou hast died as honor dies, some new Napoleon might arise to shame the world again. But who would soar the solar height to set in such a starless night? Hero dust is vile as vulgar clay. Thy scales, mortality, are just to all that pass away. But yet, methought the living great some high stars should animate to dazzle and dismay. Your deemed contempt could thus make mirth of these, the conquerors of the earth. And she, proud Austria's mournful flower, thy still imperial bride, how bears her breast the torturing hour? Still clings she to thy side. Must she too share thy late repentance, long despair? Thou throneless homicide, if still she loves thee, hoard that gem, it's worth thy vanished diadem. Then haste thee to thy sullen isle and gaze upon the sea. that element may meet thy smile. It ne'er was ruled by thee. Or, faith with thine all idle hand in loitering mood upon the sand, that earth is now as free, that Corinth's pedagogue hath not transferred his byword to thy brow. Thou, Timur, in his captive cage, what cause will there be thine while brooding in thy prison rage? But one, the world was thine. Unless, like he of Babylon, all sense is with thy scepter gone, life will not long confine that spirit, poured so wide before, so long obeyed, so little worth. From heaven, wilt thou withstand the shock and share with him the unforgiven, his vulture and his rock? For doom thy god, thy man, curse and thy last act, for not thy worth, but his art mock. He in his fall preserved his pride, and if a mortal had as proudly died. There was a day, there was an hour, while earth was gold, gold thine, when that immeasurable power, unsated to resign, had been an act of purer fame that gathered round Marengo's name and gilded thy decline to the long twilight of all time. Despite some passing clouds of crime. But thou, forsooth, must be a king and don the purple vest, as if that foolish robe could ring remembrance from thy breast. Where is that faded garment? Where the gewgaws I was taught to wear? Star, the string, the crest, vain forward child of empire, say, are all thy playthings snatched away? Of the West, whom envy dared not hate. Be queer.